something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Principles and Means for Growth.
Hallelujah.
You see, God brings his word to us to create for us a consciousness. Because what you're conscious of is what you can put to work. What you're not conscious of will not work. For example, when you're dreaming, you're not conscious of what's going on. It doesn't matter how great that dream is. It doesn't matter what's going on in that dream. You're not going to make it happen as long as you're sleeping. Until you come to your consciousness, you cannot put anything that you have dreamed about to work. As long as you're in that realm of dreaming, nothing is going to be done. Until you come to consciousness. And so what God does is to give us his word to bring us into a place of consciousness. Consciousness of his word. And then we use the word, the message that he's given to us. If you're not dispensing favor, you cannot walk in favor. And if you're walking in favor in your mind and yet not dispensing favor, it's self-deception. That means you're only walking it in your mind. But it's not coming out. It means that you are going to grant favor. It means that you will receive favor. It means that you'll be conscious of favor. That means throughout this year, no complaining, but favor. All you see is favor. That means that every instruction that is given favors you. Every decree favors you. Every law favors you. Every place that you go, it's favor. Favor, favor. God wants us to come to a consciousness of favor. A consciousness. Meaning that nothing is designed to work against you. Let me explain this to you because it's very, very important. The Bible shows us how that Noah walked in that favor with God. The Bible says he found favor with God. And because he found favor with God, it didn't matter how much rain came down. The higher the flood, the higher the waters, the higher the ark. All he needed to do was to be in the ark. As long as he was in that ark, it didn't matter how high the waters went. The same waters that destroy others bore him up. He wasn't complaining about the water. He never had to complain about the water. He was in favor with God. He found favor with God. You see, when we don't understand what God is telling us, we walk against the word of God without realizing it. Then we start having challenges, difficulties, frustrations. It looks like all hair has broken loose. It looks like all the efforts you're putting in into church is not effective. It's as though people are coming in and people are going out. You wonder, it's as though the same number of people coming in, the same number of people going out. You wonder that you put in so much money, you give so much money, and not enough is coming in. Because something is happening against the word that you have received. You're working against it. You're not living in the consciousness of the message that God gave to you. Paul said, He wrote something to Timothy. He said, remember, the anointing of God that came on your life, when the presbytery laid hands on you. He said, remember the gift that was ministered to you by prophecy. And he said, you will make war with those words of prophecy. I'm walking in favor. Now, walking in favor doesn't mean that the flood's not going to come. He already warned Noah. He said, the flood is coming. Build an ark. And stay in that ark. It would have been foolish for Noah to be praying against the waters. He was safe in God. The ark was finished, and the Bible says that God shut the ark. It wasn't Noah that shut the door of the ark. It was God who shut it. And all he had to do was stay in the ark. And all the rains that came down, all the waters that came down had no effect on him except to take him higher and higher. Others were drowning, drowning fast, but he was going higher and higher. Brothers and sisters, I live in the ark of God. I have no disadvantages. Because I have found favor with God. And I'm conscious of it. You know, sometimes the people reason differently. They think if everything is all right, then you will find favor with God. How can you find favor with God because everything is all right? No, you find favor with God and then everything becomes all right. It's the favor that makes everything to be all right. Not that everything is all right, then you find favor with God. Do you get it? You know, sometimes there are people who say, I've been a deacon 5 years and I don't have any responsibilities. You don't have any responsibilities. Who's going to give you responsibilities? Every time an instruction is given, see it favoring you. Use it to favor others. That is the way to walk with God. Do you want? You see, sometimes when I minister to people, I want to ask them a question. Because, you know, when you listen to people tell you about their problems, it's not everybody who is telling you about his problem that wants a solution. Make no mistakes about it. When Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda, he didn't heal everybody there. He only spoke to one man. The Bible says there was a multitude of impotent folk. A multitude. Read your Bible. He says there was a multitude of impotent folk. Then he went on to describe them. He said, of blind, halt, maimed. Think about it. Broken humanity. They were all there, waiting for the moving of the water. And when Jesus came to this man who had been there for 38 long years in his condition, sick for 38 long years, God only knows how many times they brought him there. In fact, they probably had abandoned him because now he couldn't even find somebody to push him into the water. Now, when Jesus came there, remarkably, Jesus said to him, do you want to get well? The master didn't say, I have come to heal you. He didn't say, I have come to answer your prayer. No, he said, do you want to get well? Because we shouldn't be in the illusion that everybody who is sick wants to get well. No, there are people who recline. They love it. They recline in their condition. They love the sympathy that they get from others. They love the attention. If they don't get that kind of attention, they'll be sick or sicker. Because they're already sick. So they love that attention. You know, people think that every time they see someone wheeled into the church in a wheelchair, they think, oh God, I wish that man would get healed now. Go and ask him what he wants. You say, I just want my family to be very all right. You'd be surprised. You say, any two things you want God to do for you, say, number one, my job. I really want my job to expand. I want my business to expand. He's in the wheelchair. You are thinking we should pray for him to get up. That's not what he's thinking about. You say, what's number two? He says, I was building a house I want to finish it. In the last 1 year, things have not been very okay. But if my job is okay now, I will finish the house. Just pray for my job and my house. You'll be amazed. He said nothing about his condition. And you have been praying in tongues that the man should get up from the wheelchair. Make no mistakes about it. So when I talk with people, and I listen, I can tell that not everyone who's complaining wants a solution. You see, they don't want an answer. No, they just used to complaining. They just used to talking about the problems. Because when they talk about their problems, it gives them a feeling of being persecuted or a feeling of going through something. You know, maybe you don't understand it. Not everybody likes to pray happy. As long as they pray and they're happy, they don't like it. They are more satisfied when they pray with tears than when they have cried. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. They're talking to themselves. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Oh God. It's okay. It's okay. We don't know who they are telling is okay. But it's only him crying and saying it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Such is life. It's okay. You think they want a solution. Have you ever seen somebody carrying something? One bag, a bag, something on the head, and going, now you say, can I take this bag? No, don't worry. You say, can I help you with this? No, but he's struggling. He will not let you take one, but he's struggling. One here, one here, one here, and he's going. You say, can I help you? No. What about this one? No, but he's going. Why do some people love to suffer?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.